Scientists reported evidence today that a virus linked to a form of cancer that mainly afflicts AIDS patients may be spread through saliva. At a meeting of medical researchers in New Orleans, scientists from the University of Washington reported that they had found the virus linked to Kaposi's sarcoma in the saliva of gay men. Kaposi's sarcoma occurs mainly in people with weakened immune systems. NPR's Joe Neal has this report.
One of the mysteries of the AIDS epidemic has been why a rare cancer known as Kaposi's sarcoma occurs mainly in gay and bisexual men who have HIV. Other people infected with the AIDS virus, like hemophiliacs and people who inject drugs, rarely get it. Researchers theorized that another, unidentified microbe was being transmitted sexually among gay men. Then last year, scientists announced that they had discovered a new strain of herpes virus that appears to occur frequently in gay men with Kaposi's sarcoma. And now, Dr. David Cole and colleagues at the University of Washington in Seattle have taken that discovery one step further. They've been able to isolate the virus from the saliva of 19 men.
We don't have proof, and we probably never will have proof, that human saliva spreads this infection, but the data that we have is increasingly consistent with this possibility.
Cole says that raises new concerns.
I think there some caution concerning kissing probably is warranted, especially among individuals who may become immunosuppressed, who either are or may become immunosuppressed. The most cautious approach at this point would be to avoid contact with saliva if one is potentially susceptible to this virus.
People who would be susceptible to the Kaposi's sarcoma virus, Cole says, are those infected with the AIDS virus or those whose immune systems have been weakened for some other reason. But other public health experts say that recommendation is premature. Dr. Alfred Saw of the Johns Hopkins School of Public Health says that just because the virus has been found in saliva, it doesn't mean that it's transmitted that way.
If you say that spread is by saliva, you would expect transmission to be virtually universal. There are a lot of other viruses that are carried in saliva, and transmission is quite easy that way. Mono is a good example. However, for Kaposi's sarcoma, over the years of the AIDS epidemic, we see this particular cancer in gay men, in spite of the fact that there is still profound immune deficiency among hemophiliacs who are infected with HIV and among injection drug users who are infected with HIV. We still don't see Kaposi's sarcoma in those groups.
He says it's more likely that the virus is being spread through specific sexual practices, such as oral anal contact. Dr. Harold Jaffe of the Federal Centers for Disease Control and Prevention agrees that it's much too early to conclude that the virus is spread through saliva.
We really don't know how the virus is transmitted. It's possible that it's transmitted in childhood, perhaps by coughing or sneezing or kissing like many other viruses, including other herpes viruses are. Or it's possible that it's transmitted sexually and that only a relatively small proportion of people are at risk. And at this point, we don't know. I think it's quite premature to say to people you should or shouldn't engage in this practice or that because of this virus.
Even if the virus is spread through saliva, it's still just a theory that the virus causes Kaposi's sarcoma. And even if it does, it's fairly clear that it primarily causes the cancer in people with damaged immune systems, and not in most healthy individuals. I'm Joe Neal reporting.